Chapter 16. Abraham. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. From Genesis chapter 12, verse 7. Throughout the Word of God, Abraham is held up as an example of faith. The Lord God called Abraham, My friend. He was the friend of God. When Paul wanted an illustration of the believer's faith and justification, he selected Abraham as the example. When he wrote to the Galatians, who were Gentiles by nature, he declared that all who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ are the children of Abraham, and that we are blessed with faithful Abraham. If there's any man in the Bible who should be of interest to believers, it is Abraham. Thou art the Lord, the God who didst choose Abram, and broughtest him forth out of Ur of the Chaldees, and gavest him the name of Abraham, and foundest his heart faithful before thee, and madest a covenant with him to give the land to the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, and the Girgashites, to give it, I say, to his seed, and hast performed thy words, for thou art righteous. Words from the prophet Nehemiah's chapter 9, verses 7 and 8. Consider what those Levites said about Abraham as they sought to worship the God of Abraham. Thou didst choose Abram. Abraham belonged to God by God's choice in electing love and grace, and broughtest him forth out of Ur of the Chaldees. He was brought to believe God by God's call, by effectual, irresistible grace, and gavest him the name of Abraham. Abram, the pagan, was converted to Abraham, the believer, by a work of God's mercy, and foundest his heart faithful. God's grace in him made Abraham faithful unto death. He persevered in faith because he was preserved by grace, and madest a covenant with him. God blessed Abraham with the blessings of his covenant, a covenant which was a type and a foreshadowing of the covenant of grace made with all God's elect in Christ before the world began. Though his covenant, this covenant, was not fully revealed until the coming of Christ and the outpouring of his Spirit upon the Gentiles, it was made before the world began. The covenant of grace is that everlasting covenant according to which all who are in Christ are blessed with all spiritual blessings from eternity. Abraham stands before us as an example of faith and a picture of grace. Like us, Abraham was what he was by the grace of God. All that he was and all that he experienced throughout the days of his life show us the grace of God. Here are seven things revealed about Abraham, or Abram, as he was then called, in Genesis chapter 11, 27 through chapter 13, verse 4, which are true of all saved men and women, seven things. If we are believers, Abraham is our father, and if Abraham is our father, we shall both do the works of Abraham and enjoy the privileges of Abraham. Okay, now, the seven things revealed about Abraham. Number one, he was a chosen man. Terah was a man among many. He had lots of sons and daughters. He lived 70 years and begat Abraham. There were a great many people living in Ur, but God chose Abraham. The Lord appeared to him and called him. This was an act of free and sovereign grace. God's choice of Abram was the cause of Abram's faith. The Lord God is found by those who do not seek him. God's election separated Abram from other men. Electing love preserved him until he was called. Electing grace rescued him from the idolatry of his fathers. Let every saved sinner give thanks unceasingly to God for electing love. Number two, he was called a man. The whole world around him was lying in wickedness. By this time in history, idolatry had engulfed the world. The religion of Nimrod and Babel had become the religion of the world. There were few exceptions. Job and his friends and Melchizedek. Polytheism was rampant. They served other gods. The worship of saints was common. Astrology was a part of everyday life. In short, the days of Abram were much like the days in which we live. Apparently, along with the rest of the world, Abram and his family were idolaters before the Lord appeared to him. Then, suddenly, unexpectedly, the Lord God appeared to Abraham and called him. As the Lord appeared to Saul of Tarsus on the Damascus road, so the Lord took Abram by surprise. The Lord God himself appeared to Abram and preached the gospel to him, saying, "In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Paul's inspired explanation of Abram's call gives us the meaning of the word blessed, as it is used with reference to Abram. The blessedness which God gave to him, the blessedness to which he was called, was justification. Justification, free justification in Christ, without works, is the blessing of the gospel. With it come all other blessings. Without it, there is no blessedness. When the God of glory appeared to Abram, his life was radically changed forever. He was converted by a particular distinguishing call. It was an irresistible, effectual call of almighty grace. The call by which God fetched Abram, by which he fetches every object of his grace to himself, was an unconditional, irrevocable call. He said, "I, who alone can bless, will bless thee." No wonder the psalmist sang, "Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee." Number three, he was a believing man. When God called him, Abram obeyed because he believed God. He might have raised many questions. He might have said, "How can these things be? How can I, a guilty sinner, be freely forgiven and justified? How can I know that the word I have heard is indeed the word of God?" But he did not. He simply believed God. As he walked with God, he learned more of the details of God's promise. But in the beginning, he believed what God had spoken. Later, God gave him a sign. But in the beginning he had nothing but the plain word of God, and he believed God. Can you do that? Will you believe God? Will you take him at his word? If you do, your faith in Christ will be counted to you for righteousness. Number four, he was a blessed man. He was justified. He stood before God, accepted in Christ with the righteousness of Christ, the object of his faith, imputed to him. God gave him a son in whom all the nations of the world are blessed. That son, of whom Isaac was only a type, is Christ. Because of God's grace upon him, Abram was a blessing to all his house. God dealt with all men as they dealt with Abram, the object of his mercy, grace, and love. Like Abram, all who believe are blessed by God with all spiritual blessings. We are, in Christ, eternally, unconditionally, perpetually, universally blessed by God. Number five, he was a tried man. As a believer, Abram began his pilgrimage through this world, as all believers must. His faith was constantly tried and proved by many difficulties, as all true faith is. Sarai, his wife, was still barren. He had no idea where he was going. Moses tells us that God had called him to the land of Canaan, but Abraham did not know it. He did not know where he was going, how he would get there, or what his place would be when he got there. Yet, Abram never once asked God to show him these things. He simply committed everything to God. This was no small trial, but greater trials followed. He had to break many earthly ties. He not only had to leave family and friends, but he also had to leave them in idolatry. When he got into the land of Canaan, new trials awaited him. The Canaanites were everywhere, troops of idolaters. Abram roamed about as a nomad, dwelling in tents. Still, he believed God. At last, his supply of daily bread began to fail, and he had to go down to Egypt. And then there was trouble with Lot. Later, he was required by God to give up Hagar and his son Ishmael, whom he loved dearly. Then we are told God did tempt, or he tried Abraham. It is written, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous." Trials always accompany faith. Number 6, he was a sinful man. Without question, his temptation was a severe one, yet his actions betrayed a lack of confidence in God. In the face of great fear, this man of great faith displayed great unbelief and was willing to sacrifice his wife's honor to save his own skin. His schemes gained him nothing, only shame. Why is this great flaw in the life of this great man set before us by God the Holy Spirit, without the slightest excuse? It is set before us to teach us and remind us that salvation is, in its totality, the work of God's free and sovereign grace in Christ. Let us remember that the best of men are only men at best. True saints, all of them, are plagued with much sin as long as they live in this body of sin. There are no exceptions. It is not our faith that merits our justification, but Christ, the object of our faith. And finally, number 7, Abram was a kept man. The Lord God would not deal with Abram according to his sins. Instead, he intervened to deliver him. He not only kept Sarai from Pharaoh and Abram from death, but he also turned Abram's evil into good. The fear of God came upon Pharaoh. He and his house saw how blessed the man who is blessed by God. Abram left Egypt a richer man. God is faithful. He will not lose his own. He will be gracious.